now bring you Reflections on the Word with pastor and educator Dr. John Vance.
I may not be able to explain to you the ins and outs of the Trinity, but I do accept the fact that God is triune in His revelation. I may not understand exactly how Jesus was raised from the dead, but I do believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, and His resurrection follows the payment for your sins on the cross. In this regard, let me comment on something, and this is where, again, I am meddling. I keep turning my television on, and I keep running into a person by the name of Deepak Chopra. And more often than not, he speaks for the Christian religion. Believe it or not, even though he is not from a Christian background, he has appeared a great deal on PBS, and he is very popular in certain circles. And every time he comes on, he begins to teach us about religion, and he begins to try to encourage us toward peace and a new understanding. And what I find ironic is that everything that he is teaching and preaching in these very privileged quarters that he gets to be able, these forums are very privileged, he begins to get to teach. But I know that he denies that Jesus is the only way of salvation. I know that he does not believe that Jesus is the unique Son of God in human flesh. And this we have to endure from this man. And I'm sure that many people think, well, you know, he's speaking Christian truth. Let me say this. You cannot deny who Jesus is, his death on the cross, and his resurrection, and speak the gospel of Christ. That is what John is talking about. Now, you say, I know that. I know you know that. But we need to remember that in the face of all the voices that we hear. Now, to what Jesus had to say. Jesus, however, is concerned about false prophets who reject the Christian way of living. You see, you can reject Christian doctrine and truth, but you can also reject the Christian way of living. We have the strange anomaly and manifestation today of people who profess to be followers of Christ and yet will depart from the faith fundamentally as to what the Bible teaches as to the way of life. There is a true way to walk in Christ, and there is a false way. Now, let me say that when I come to about the practice of Christianity, I will again plead for mercy for weaknesses. Some years ago, and I'll tell you an illustration that pains me to tell you. Some years ago, I was very much friends with a person who I considered to be a very fine minister of the gospel and theologian who was doing a great work. But he got into some very, very difficult straits morally, and he ended up committing suicide. He was a single man. I do not believe he was a false prophet. I think he was a weak prophet. He always subscribed to the truth, and he always subscribed to the way that a Christian should live. He just simply had some problems. Now, I can't sort all of those things out, let me tell you. There are things in this life that I cannot sort out. There are things in life that no one can ever truly sort out. But I am not talking about prophets who are weak. I'm talking about a prophet who would try to change the way. I'm talking about a prophet who would say, this is not a commandment from God, when in fact it is. I'm talking about a prophet who would deny something very fundamental to the Christian faith. Now, Jesus reminds us that there is a relationship between truth and love, the way we are to walk. He says, a good tree will bear good fruit. A bad tree will bear bad fruit. I was very encouraged this past week to read in some of the online services that I read where the Episcopal bishops around the world, or the Anglican Church, 90% of them have required the American Episcopal Church and the Canadian Episcopal Church to abide by the Bible, to believe the Word of God in matters of morality, and not trust the spirit of the age. That's greatly encouraging. One Australian bishop in that church simply said, it comes down to the fact whether we Anglicans are going to believe the Bible or not. My friend, we have no choice but to believe God's word and not the spirit of the age.
This has been Reflections on the Word with Pastor and Educator Dr. John Vance. A production of Redeemer Broadcasting, we invite you to join us each weekday at this time for Reflections on the Word.